The United States said Wednesday it is giving $200 million to the UN's World Food Program for relief efforts in Iraq. U.S. officials say they believe enough food is now in the pipeline to avoid any widespread hunger among Iraqis until the anticipated resumption of the UN Oil for Food Program in a few months' time. The announcement of the additional U.S. relief aid came from the director of the U.S. Agency for International Development, Andrew Natsios, who said it would be used by the U.N. to purchase food in the region that would be ready for delivery much sooner than if shipped from the United States. The $200 million contribution would be enough to feed virtually the entire population of Iraq for a month, and it raises to over $700 million the amount of relief aid the Bush administration has earmarked for that country. At a news conference after meeting with aid officials from coalition partners Britain and Australia, Mr. Natsios said their combined pledges, which far exceed $1 billion, should be enough to keep the country fed for several months until the United Nations Oil for Food program is up and running again.
What the coalition partners have contributed from their own resources will be sufficient to get us, if we need to the end of the fourth month. If Oil for Food is functional earlier than that will kick in. But we have enough food on hand in the pipeline through our own resources to take us until the Oil for Food program is fully functional.
About 60% of Iraq's population of 24 million was dependent on the UN program, which was suspended just before the war began March 20th. Late last week, the UN Security Council gave Secretary General Kofi Annan the power to temporarily replace the Iraqi government as the chief supplier of food and other goods under the program once hostilities end and UN personnel can return to the country. In the talk with reporters, Mr. Natsios said that after 2 weeks of warfare, there are pockets of humanitarian need in Iraq, but no massive crisis. The State Department's chief refugee affairs official, Assistant Secretary Arthur Dewey, said population movements to date have been insignificant. He said about 500 third country nationals, mainly from Egypt and Sudan, had left Iraq for Jordan, while just 27 Iraqi refugees had arrived in Syria, and none had gone thus far to Turkey. Mr. Dewey said an estimated 300,000 people have been displaced internally, leaving the central part of the country to move in with friends and family in the relatively secure north. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.